Hello, this is Chad Chancellor, co-founder of Next Move Group, and today we're going to talk about prospect visit decorum, not only for you as the economic developer, but you might want to share this with your board member, with your prospecting teams, with your elected officials, other people who are going to interact with your prospects. So this is a video that our movement members asked us to put together. Usually these end up being our best videos, where our members come to us and say, hey, I need help with this. One of our members had a mayor get out there and say some things they wish they hadn't have said. And he said, Chad, can y'all do a video on prospect visit decorum? So that's exactly what we're going to do today. So let's go ahead and jump right in. So the first thing is you want to teach your team, and feel free if you need a downloadable link of this, let us know, however we need to get this to you. You want to teach your team there are some things you don't do. Okay, that's the very first part of decorum. So let them watch this, whatever, and I may tell some stories as we go. So the very first part, and most, and this is probably most important if you get nothing but this part, what are the things you don't do? You know, that's the way to start out thinking about decorum. So you just want to say no to these things. Number one is using your cell phone. Texting, emailing the whole time. Y'all, I have had usually not the economic developer, but oftentimes elected officials. I have had them take a call in the middle of a prospect presentation. Not even get up and leave. Sit there and take a call. I've had a lot of younger staff members, ED project managers. It seems like I've seen a lot of state people do this, not so much others. Play on their phone a whole lot during a prospect visit, particularly if it's not their turn to talk. This is a mistake. This is the first thing that you don't want to do during a prospect visit. You also don't want to be multitasking on 100 different things during a prospect visit. I have had economic developers who their administrative assistant walked in and wanted them to sign a check or something, do something else. No, you don't want to do that. You want to be present. You want to be present during a prospect visit. This is proper decorum. You don't want to bash your competition. I've seen this happen probably 20 to 30% of the time. I will see an economic developer or an elected official bash the competition. And I've never seen this yet turn out well. I've never seen it never makes you win. You may still win the project, but you never win because of bashing the competition. I just have never seen that happen. I've seen power companies bash their competition. To date, I have not seen that work out as a successful strategy. So you don't want to do this. I have said in meetings where I've had elected officials bring up, well, I know where you all are looking, and you need to look at their crime situation. Rest assured, the prospect's already done that. You're not going to have to tell them that. You need to focus on your community. That's what you need to focus on. Don't bash your competition. You don't want to smoke, vape, or dip in a prospect meeting. I've seen a lot of dipping in prospect meetings. I actually saw somebody vape one time. You will see smoking now. You'll see smoking on the site visit itself. So, you know, during a prospect visit, you're going to have people in your boardroom. You're going to eat with them. You're going to take them out to the site most of the time and kick dirt around. I've seen a lot of people smoke on a site visit. I've seen people dip. I've seen the engineer dip, the city engineer dip, utilities or whatever, thinking, well, I'm outside. I'm on this prospect visit. You don't want to do that. That can offend people. This is something you just want to say no to. So see, we're not even through the no's yet. If you simply avoid these matters here, your decorum is going to be pretty good. That's what's, but see, you don't want when the prospect gets in a car, for the first thing for them to say is, can you believe that person was dipping or smoking or vaping, or that person was emailing the mail, or can you believe that mayor took a call in the mail? You don't see, that's what you want to do and say, you know, this was a nice town. Rest assured, when they get in that car, they're going to talk about you. And you don't want to make one of these mistakes decorum-wise where that's what they're focused on. Don't chew gum. Don't chew gum. Lord, I've seen several times where this can be very, very distracting. Whether you're giving the talk right then or not, maybe you're just sitting in the meeting. You don't want to chew gum while you're sitting there. And again, this may seem common sense to a lot of you economic developers, but you know, as you build your prospecting team, let them watch it. Let them watch it. You don't want to eat in a prospect visit unless everybody else is eating. Now, there will be times that everybody gets them a snack or whatever. You don't want to be the only one eating. If no snacks are around, you don't want to be the only one, you know, eating a candy bar. So you want to just basically eat when everybody else eats. You do not want to discuss politics in a prospect meeting. on the other side of that table on that prospecting team, you may have five different political views on the same team. You may have somebody far right, far left, middle, independent, whatever. You don't want to talk about politics during that type meeting. You don't want to talk about other potential projects that are looking at you unless they've already announced. We have had some economic developers before during a prospect visit, and this has happened several times. I mean, this has happened a lot, where they say all kind of things about, I've got other people looking at this side, I've got this and that. And that may all very well be true. I have not found that to be a good strategy, because then if you don't land that deal, let's say you say somebody else is looking here. In 6 months from now, nothing is announced. Well, you've lost all leverage. Now, you have lost all leverage whatsoever, because now even if you say they are, they're not going to believe you. You don't really want to say that. Unless the project's already announced, you do not want to be talking about that at this time. And you don't want to get into negotiations during a prospect visit past first base. Just very generic, general, you know, this is what the land will be. This will be the expected tax abatement. Well, the prospect visit is not a time for heavy-duty negotiations, unless it's second, third, or fourth prospect visit. And then often you'll get your attorneys involved. They'll get their attorneys. A lot of that's done even by phone and Zoom, not so much in person anymore. Or maybe it's done at your state capitol. I have seen mayors come in and think, well, now's my chance to negotiate right here and there. You know, when you're, you know, client might be visiting 10 places. So you want to say no to that. So let's talk about how to make the right first impression. How do you make the right first impression? That's what you want to do. Well, number one, you need to set an expectation of confidentiality with your group. I had an economic developer once in front of the client, in front of the manufacturer, say to his group of elected officials and all, I expect every word in here to remain confidential. And if you're going to participate, I need you to sign this non-disclosure agreement. That was the economic developer having his elected officials and all sign it, not the company. That made an impression on that company. They thought, now these people mean business. They have an expectation of confidentiality. They're going to share more with you because of that. So you want to set that as a tone. That's one of the first impressions you want to make. You will serve yourself very, very well if you do. Don't overdo trying to match your prospect's culture, okay? Don't overdo that. A lot of prospects want to see what it's like to be in your community. And I have seen people, particularly dealing with Asian clients, you know, get nervous over how they're handling the business card or do I bow or this or that. And a little of that's fine. Don't get me wrong. A little of that's fine. But don't overdo it. You know, I'm Southern, as you can tell from my accent if you've never heard me before. I'm always going to be Southern. I'm proud of that. I don't overdo it. In other words, and people respond to that because they say, I like how Southern you are. I mean, I don't try to be something other than somebody else. That's gotten me a long way. And I have seen this go wrong with other people. I've seen it go wrong. There's a slide in here later on food. I've seen it go wrong where the community freaked out so much over the food options that they just nearly made the prospect mad. You know, asking them so many times, y'all have allergies, y'all have this, y'all have that. I'm going to show you in a minute what you need to offer, but you don't need to just worry people to death with all these type questions. You need to understand prospects are often late. Often they get off schedule. Maybe a flight was delayed. They were in a town before you and somebody wouldn't hush. I mean, particularly if you're towards the end of the day, they're going to get off schedule. You need to roll with the punches. You need to coach your team to expect them to be late. If they show up on time, you need to be surprised. And you need to roll with the punches. Buddy, this is a big mistake where you can make a bad first impression. Most of the time, the prospect wants to see the site first. Maybe they want a quick 15-minute slideshow and overview. Then they want to go see the site because they want to know what it is they're talking about. That then helps them through the rest of their day with electric power meetings and all this other. And we have done this before where we were late and the person totally rearranged the agenda from the order we wanted to go in. They said, well, we'll do the site visit at the end now since y'all were late. So we don't have to make all these people wait. In other words, that's not the way the client wanted to do it. That's a terrible mistake. You as the economic developer need to coach your team, especially if you're not the first site visit of the day. If you're any time after 10 or 11 o'clock that morning, you're at least number two. Chances are this prospect is going to be late. They need to roll with the punches. They can't do that. They don't need to be on your prospecting team. They need to clear their whole day I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Because they may get in your community and like it so much they stay there longer. They absolutely need to roll with the punches with this. And I mean, I'm telling you, half the time the prospect's late, I see people freaking out on the other side. A lot of times not the economic developer. Maybe it's the utility manager or whatever. No, you need to coach them, roll with the punches, expect the unexpected. Whoever is your town spokesperson needs to bring good, high energy. That's what they need to do. It needs to be like a light bulb switching on and off. They need to provide energy to the conversation. We have went on prospect visits before to lovely towns with great people, and there's nobody with energy in the meeting. And an hour into it, you're just nearly asleep and bored. Okay, a lot of times these prospects are tired. They may have visited 10 sites by now. They've traveled from around the world. And look, if you're the economic developer and you're not a high-energy person, find somebody in town who is. Maybe it's somebody on your staff. Maybe it is your mayor. Maybe it's your chairman. Maybe it's an existing industry, entrepreneur, whoever it is. You want somebody with good energy because there'll be times you hit a lull. You need to then create a spark. That person's got to create some energy. All right, next. You know, like I said, you never get a chance to, second chance to make a first impression. Say things like please, thank you. Open doors for your prospects. Help them with their luggage. One time, I was a project manager in Mobile, Alabama, and Ed McCallum, he has passed away. He was a legend in site selection. This was one of the first prospect visits I ever hosted, and I was a low man on the totem pole. I was a project manager. This was 20 years ago. He got off the plane. I asked him, could I take his luggage and put it in the car? He had his clients with him. He said, this is one of the reasons I always like coming to Mobile. Y'all always take care of me and my clients' luggage. That's what the man said to me. That was the first impression that we made. Help your clients with their luggage and then clean up after yourself. You know, if you're sitting there eating at the prospect table, boardroom table, and you're done, throw your plate away. You know, put your cup of coffee up. That, even if the rest of them don't, the fact that you did it shows conscientiousness and shows that you clean up after yourself. Offer to ship items that your prospects receive throughout the day that are big and cumbersome that's going to be hard to travel with. You will probably give them a gift. You may give them big maps. You may give them 3-ring binders full of information. People still do that, even now when you put on jump drives. Anytime you give somebody something big like that, say, look, we're happy to overnight this to you, FedEx, whatever, UPS, overnight, be there when you get there tomorrow, whatever, if you want us to. Make that part of what you're offering. Now, let's talk about interacting with the prospects. So, number one, you want to be honest with these clients. You don't never want to lie to them. Say it, I don't know, or I'm going to have to follow up with you on that. It's a perfectly fine answer. Perfectly fine. So, you know, put that in your vocabulary. But be honest with them. And again, this is as much for your team as the economic developer. Train your team to be honest with them. You want to speak clearly. This kind of goes back to having high energy. I have been in meetings. Sometimes the prospects may be from overseas. They may not speak real good English. And if you're mumbling and not speaking clearly, they can have a real hard time understanding you. You want to ask clarifying questions. What do you mean by that? What exactly do you mean by that makes people feel you're engaged and listening to them. You want to ask qualifying questions. You want to be attentive to body language, and whoever is your group leader, that person with high energy, once they start seeing people's body language get tired and slumped over and bored, they need to do something to create energy. They need to jump themselves in. If somebody over here is boring them to death, they need to stop them. I've seen people talk about taxes before and bored everybody to death. You need a polite way. Maybe before the meeting, you have a code word. You know, if I ever say yellow, then you all hush. But whoever's the spokesperson, when you see the body language go bad, you need to say something funny. You need to take a restroom break, coffee break, say something with energy, change the topic, whatever the case may be. You want to be as solution focused as possible. That's really what you want to do. Matter of fact, I don't know that you want a prospect visit to go perfectly. You want one problem that you can find a solution to, because that shows them you can work through it. And it don't need to be a huge problem. But maybe in the prospect visit, you go, this is our biggest problem. You have uncovered it. Congratulations. You have uncovered our problem. Here's what we're going to do to fix it. This is our solution. You want to be solution-based with everything you say. We don't currently have a road there. Here's our solution. We don't currently have water there. Here's our solution. You know, blah, blah, blah. And you want to talk in timelines. Prospects love to hear that. We don't have electric power there, but within 24 months, we'll have it. It's going to take you that long to build your plant, so you're good. We've already thought this through. Within these 6 months, we're going to do this. Within 8 months, we're going to do that. You know, some of the best presentations I ever saw, you had economic developers had an engineering firm do a timeline for them. It's very, very, very good. Now, let's talk about preparation before the prospect visit. Yes, to have proper decorum, you need to prepare before the prospect visit. So you need to build your prospecting team and prepare them ahead of time. Most prospecting teams we see have a local economic development person, state, elected official, or development agency. Maybe it's the port is doing a deal. Utility, schools, workforce, existing industry, chamber of commerce, building and site representative. Hey, look, I've seen them sometime go bad. I have seen a prospect visit go perfectly. I won't say where this was, but we were, I won't say where. If I say the state, you might figure it out. One time on a prospect visit, the visit had gone great, and we were in a rural town about an hour from a metro area. And the realtor representing the industrial site was from the big city, not the rural area. And anyway, at the end of the visit, my prospect asked the economic, just asked a statement, what happened to the last industry that was here? And the realtor from the big city, without missing a beat, said, oh, dear Lord, have you not heard about how terrible the union situation was? And, well, no, we haven't, as a matter of fact. What do you mean? Oh, it was terrible. They shot the plant manager's tires. It was just terrible. Well, that totally run the project off. Ruined it right there. You got to train these people ahead of time on everything that I put in this presentation. We think that you also need certainly an engineer, but an entrepreneur or an executive who's not from there, who loves it there. I'll give you an example. We just did a strategic planning project in Bismarck, North Dakota. In walks the owner of the Bismarck baseball team, minor league baseball team. The guy's from St. Louis. He is a barrel full of energy. He sits down and he says how much he loves it in Bismarck. Most people think Bismarck is cold. This man's from St. Louis in the middle of the country. He said, I love it here. He gave all of these reasons. He needs to be on their prospecting team. You entrepreneurs typically know how to sell. You need to find an entrepreneur in your town to put on your prospecting team, and you need to prepare all these people ahead of time. Now, do you want all these people in a room at one time dealing with a prospect? Probably not. I would never have that many. Maybe just at the start of it for 10 minutes to give an overview of the town. Then you want to break into various sections because people will talk more the smaller the group, you see. But you want to prepare all these people ahead of time. And one tip, you want to have one person designated to sell your workforce. You don't want to have 17 different agencies or 10 different or 20 or how many. We've been in towns to where during the workforce meetings, they will bring in lots of different agencies, somebody from the state, somebody from the Workforce Investment Board, somebody from the college, you know, somebody from the Veterans Department that gets veterans jobs, all these different people. And you really don't know what you're dealing with. You want to find one person that can sell your workforce. Maybe that's an existing industry. Maybe that's an HR manager. Maybe that is your technical colleague. Whoever it is, they can have these other people to support them, but they need to be the spokesperson that sells that. When it comes to dress code, you want to ask the consultants or company ahead of time, are they going to be dressed business? Or are they going to be casual since they're touring sites? I mean, a lot of these you can actually wear jeans on. I mean, I've had prospects before say we'd rather wear jeans and a golf shirt since we're going to be out touring a site. So you kind of want to match them. If you don't hear from them, dress like you're going to church. That's my advice. If you don't hear ahead of time on the dress code, dress like you're going to church. If not, you want to mirror your prospect and dress like them. When it comes to food options, ask the consultant, whoever's working this project, maybe it's your state ahead of time, if anybody has food allergies and planned around that. Then make sure on your menu you have a vegetarian option, fish, chicken, and beef. You got all of those, you're going to be fine. All right, and then have healthy snack options both in your prospect meeting room and the vehicle. As you're driving around, you want to have some snacks in there, granola bar, whatever, and drinks, you know, water, coffee, Coke, whatever the case may be. This is what you want in this case. Now, I have had people, and it seems like a lot of times this is your administrative assistants, freak out over the menu. They hadn't got back to me. I don't know if they this or that. I don't know if any of them have a special diet, whatever. So long as you have a vegetarian, a fish, a chicken, and a beef option, you're going to be fine. But remember to have snacks in the meeting room, plus the vehicle for your tour and drinks. When it comes to vehicle, you determine what vehicle you want. Let me tell you, the best I've seen at this is the Middle Tennessee Industrial Development Association. They might get mad at it. It might be giving away their secret. But anyway, they have got something other that looks like this. This is not theirs, but they got something looks like this. Within this thing is televisions. Well, guess what? As you're riding around, if you go through a part of town that you don't want really people paying attention to, you can play a video. You can say, watch this video on our town. Watch this video on our workforce, whatever the case may be. So I'm not saying you got to get you something like this, but boy, does it make an impression. And you know why it makes an impression? Because as I've been around the country talking to people, a lot of people have told me over and over, boy, that MTIDA, that's what it's called. They make some impression with that vehicle. That's what they say, and they do. You need to determine who's going to ride in what vehicle. Maybe you have just two SUVs. Don't leave it to chance who's going to get in which one. Plan your route. You want to show some residential areas. I would show kind of workforce type housing areas and where the rich and where the, you know, wealthier type people live. You want to show recreational areas, parks, golf courses, and industrial areas. Again, if you've got to get through a rough part of town, maybe you want to show a video. Every town has rough parts, so don't be too freaked out over that. But if there's just something, you know, maybe you need to show a video and keep drinks, snacks, and a first aid kit on board. You never, ever know, you know, when somebody's going to need a Band-Aid or something. So always keep all those on board. But again, it's very important to plan your route. And I once had an economic developer. I knew his community backwards and forwards. And I told him, you know, I told him the route we ought to take. He no more took the route than the man on the moon. He went the way he wanted to go, which was the absolute worst part of town, and got the prospect visit off to a terrible start right from the start. This is something that you want to be aware of. All right. When it comes to the agenda, and this absolutely ties to decorum, you want to allow time in this agenda for breaks, calls, and email checks. Don't work a prospect for 4 hours and not give them a chance to check their email. Give them breaks throughout this. Ask your consultant or the company what they want on this agenda. Ensure that each person on your prospect team knows their role. You train them ahead of time. This is your role. This is why you're here. You tell that mayor, this is your role here today. Your role is not to go talk about the site or the building or whatever. Your role is to be an ambassador, to welcome them and assure them that this city will be behind them. You know, you want to make sure everybody knows their role. This went over well. Chuck just had a prospect visit and was in a town. He said everybody started out by saying one thing they loved about their community. He said prospect really liked that. You know, I love it here. You know, that's the way you could start out. And make sure everybody says something different. So the prospect gets here, you know, 10 different things. Identify somebody ahead of time as your note taker so that you know we got one person that's going to have the notes for all this. Make sure you've got that master of ceremonies with high energy. Typically, you're going to give a 10 to 15 minute community overview. Prospects love maps, so have a good community map. Present on your site, building, labor, transportation, education, finance, and quality of life. Give a tour. Existing industry visits. Most of the time, they'll want to meet with your existing industry visits. So you need to have a great relationship with your existing industries ahead of time, and then a meal. You want to have an information packet that you can give everybody. This again goes to decor, makes people feel that you pay attention to detail. You dot the I's and cross the T's. So you want to put everybody's name, their title, their contact information. Everybody they meet, you want on one piece of paper their name, title, and contact information. Have in the packet an agenda, an overview of the building or site you're proposing, a community overview, labor overview, top employers and support companies. Support companies would be like, these are our welding companies. These are our tool and die shops. These are our trucking cup. And then if you got an RFP ahead of time, print it out. Have the answers there so they have it as they go around during the day. Have lots and lots of maps. These prospects love maps. You can't have enough maps. You cannot have enough maps. So you want them on hard boards. I've seen great maps on hard boards, handouts, projection screens, everywhere in the world. You want a good community map that orients them on where stuff is, a good site and building map, a good transportation infrastructure map. Even if you don't have the railroad there today, but they need it, you show them where it's going to come from. Utility, floodplain, topo, wetlands, and regional map. How does this play to decorum? Shows that you're prepared, shows you care. make somebody get that right first impression. When it comes to your building and site, you want to flag the boundaries if it's not obvious where they are. And particularly if you're looking at it in a helicopter, flag those boundaries. Mow, clean the site if you possibly can. If it's a building, open all the dock doors. Get as much light in that building as you can. Turn on all the lights. Clean that building. Have a map of the layout of that building with column spacing and infrastructure. Keep a bolt cutter with you. I have been to buildings before where the realtor didn't show up. We had to cut our way in. And that's actually happened before. And have a backup site in mind in case the visit goes poorly. Big project went to Alabama. I'm told ended up going to a backup. Didn't even go to the site they came to town to look at. But they said, on our way out of town, let's see another site. They ended up there. So in the, don't even bring it up unless it goes bad. But in the back of your mind, have a backup site in mind. When it comes to lodging, recommend to your prospect what hotel they need to stay in. We had a visit to Georgia not long ago, and we asked them what hotel should we stay in. They were a Chamber of Commerce. They said, well, we can't really pick sides. That's not what you want to say. You pick the nicest hotel or unique experience for them to stay in. Ahead of time, go check out that hotel and make sure that it's clean, it smells nice, and has a good temperature. And I would leave a gift in the room with a community overview if it were me. So when I was in Kentucky, we would leave people with a bottle of bourbon. And it wouldn't be an extremely expensive bottle, but we'd leave them with a bottle of bourbon in their room, and we'd leave them a community overview. So whatever's the thing in your town, use that. But go check the room ahead of time. I got taught this in Mobile. Go check the room ahead of time because, again, you want to make the first impression. When it comes to your elected officials, prepare them beforehand that their role is to be an ambassador. They want to make a prospect feel like the support of this project is going to come both before and afterwards if we come here. Assuming the elected official supports it, and if they don't have them there, of course, but assuming they do. And they want to demonstrate that the town has a positive attitude towards new companies. That's what they want to demonstrate. That really needs to be their role, and they need to stick to that. They don't need to get off into the taxes. And certainly they're going to have to vote on tax incentives and all, but they need to take their lawyers' leads on that. They need to really be an ambassador that makes them think this community wants jobs here. They want folks like you here. With your existing industries, you want to prepare them for confidential interviews because they're going to have them. And they can sink your ship, buddy. I mean, they can say, no, you can't get labor here. You need to do something nice for them for doing something nice for you. Maybe every year you carry them for doing this for you to a special holiday, whatever the case may be. Here's the way I heard it said once, and I think it's absolutely true. You, as the economic developer, your prospect team, you sell a company on your building or site. Do you know who sells a company on your community and your location? It's not you. It's your existing industries. You can sit there till you're blue in the face and say how great your community is. You can't sell it like them. If they walk in and say, we have five plants and this is our most profitable, that sells them just like that. So you need to have as good of a relationship with them as you can, prepare them for these type of interviews. Big time on decorum with the meeting room. Get the right size room. Don't get a room that's too big. You know, I've had people have 10 people in a big auditorium before. It's a weird setup. And don't get one that's too small. Have a room that's good temperature. Don't have it too hot or cold. Check your technical equipment ahead of time. Ask the prospect what technical equipment they're going to need. They may want to play some fancy video and you don't have the bandwidth for it. And have coffee, water, and snacks in your prospect room. That is from a decorum standpoint, that's hospitality. That makes people feel welcome. When it comes to gifts, make your gift that you give a prospect. Most towns will give you a gift when it's open. Make it unique to your town. Again, when I was in Kentucky, it was a bottle of bourbon. But don't spend more than $50. The prospect's not expecting it. That you may actually make them nervous if you spend too much money. Keep it under $50, and again, offer to ship it if it's too big or something like liquor, of course, so that they can use it when they get back. Anticipate what your weaknesses are going to be and have a plan of action for overcoming them. You know what your weaknesses are as a community. They're going to come up. When they come up, don't be defensive. What I have often seen is, and a lot of times the economic developer makes this mistake, they start getting defensive. Well, that was our reputation 20 years ago. Or, well, this or that or this or that or that. No, no. You want to say, well, we anticipated you would say that. Quite frankly, that is our weakness. Here's our plan to attack it. Here's our timeline to attack it. Be careful. Be careful. Caution. When it comes to decorum, I have seen small water providers, you know, little rural water districts. I've seen planning, zoning, and city engineers or small town elected officials say some really bad things that's going to hurt you. Even in bigger communities, I can tell this because I've been gone 20 years now. When I was a project manager in Mobile, Alabama, in Mobile County, not the city of Mobile, but out in the rural part of the county, we had a prospect looking at a site, and we had to meet with the county, I guess it was planning, permitting person. And the gentleman was about 80 years old. This has been 20 years ago. And during the meeting, every question the prospect asked, his answer was, well, you'll have to see Miss Sue for that particular permit. And now, Miss Sue, you know, she's in a bad mood every Monday morning. I don't believe I'd come then. And she takes off most Thursday afternoons. And, you know, she can be in a bad mood at times. I swear to you. The next question will be, well, now, Mr. Don's over there, and he's battling cancer right now, and, you know, I might can help you with him, but you don't really want to put much on him right now. This was the man's answer. And, I mean, Mobile's a big city, but this was out in the county. You need to train. I've seen small rural water providers say the strangest things. Hold your team members accountable. If somebody does not do well on this prospect visit, you either get them coaching or replace them. Absolutely. If you need a consultant to come tell you that, have me do it. I have seen particularly, I saw an engineer one time do just horribly on the visit. Horribly. I mean, to hear him tell it, you were never going to be able to develop the site. Well, you need to get rid of him on your team. That doesn't mean he's a bad person. A lot of people they're not comfortable with the idea of selling and presenting. They're not comfortable with it. That doesn't mean they're bad at all. It could be a wonderful person. It means you don't need him on your team. If you're a basketball coach, you're going to put somebody out there that can't shoot the ball? You know, that's it. You know, you need to think about it like that. Either get them coaching or replace them. And I wouldn't have a lot of people at any one meeting. Probably 10 is the most I'd ever have in a meeting. Y'all, I've walked in several meetings where there was 30 people sitting there. That makes the prospect very nervous, very, very uncomfortable. You do not want to do that. You want to have maybe 1 to 10 people in a meeting, unless the prospect asks for that, but you really don't want to do that. That'll make them very uncomfortable. You're not going to get anything accomplished. So as my final tips, ask your hospital's physician recruiter how they sell the communities to both physicians and their spouses. If you've got a hospital in your community, they'll have a physician recruiter. They will know, because this is their job. They'll know how they sell that town, the doctors and doctor spouses. They'll know the route they take. They'll know the schools they show. They'll know the people they put them in front of. Tell along that. If I was a new economic developer, that would be one of the first meetings I have. Have somebody on call who's an expert on your local and state taxes. Even if that's not a presentation, have them on call as an expert on local and state taxes. And be careful on your quality of life pitch. Not everybody likes the same thing. I tell this story. I was raised Baptist. Far as I know, my mother and father never had a drink in their life. I lived in New Orleans for 9 years when I started this company. And as you know, in New Orleans, you'll take a drink from time. We don't like the same things. The quality of life for them, they like to live out in the middle of nowhere, nobody around. That would drive me crazy. I like living in a city. See, we like different things. Not everybody likes the same thing. Here's what everybody wants. Good schools, health care. Focus on that with your quality of life experts. And on the taxes, I have actually seen people before, even state people, when they get asked some complicated tax question, not know the answer. Have you somebody, an accountant type person now, not a salesman, have somebody on call that you can call and find an answer when you need it. So thank you for watching this video. Hope it helps you. Again, this one was asked for by one of our members, and usually these turn out to be high demand because other people probably need it. This, again, is for the economic developer, but this is as much for your staff, your elected officials, and your prospecting team. And they need to prepare ahead of time. Prepare ahead of time. And remember, if you just get nothing out of this but the things not to do, don't dip. Don't smoke. I'm telling you, a lot of them do it. Don't chew gum. All those things. Don't play on your cell phone. You'll be better off. Thank you so much, and let us know if we can help you.